BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's what it is. Pod 88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You're waking up to some wet streets because we got some overnight rain last night. It's kind of foggy out there this morning. 54 degrees today. High is going to be right near 66. And looking at the forecast, we're going to be actually dealing with a lot of rain this week. Tomorrow and Thursday, temperatures are going to be mild, right at the 50 degree mark. But we're going to have sunshine Friday, Saturday, and into Sunday, we're going to be dealing with rain and low temperatures. So we got to creep through the fog this morning at 54. Today's high right near 66. And then we'll get some sunshine for the next 2 days and then back to the rain. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, doe?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling, big doe?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited, ready, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, big dog.
You know.
We back at it
again. I'm just saying,
We back at it again.
I mean, they tried us, Larry.
Oh, man, I ain't going to need, you know what I mean? It's
they
okay.
tried us. They tried That's us, right. and we had to remind them.
You know what it is.
We had to remind them who we are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, plug.
My homeboy tell me every day, boy, you got to shake my haters off at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Got to shake them off there at all time high.
You know, but you also have to focus more on the loved ones.
No
also.
Doubt.
So shout out to the ones who had nothing but faith in us.
Yeah.
And knew. They were just like, give them a minute. Give them a minute to get it together.
It's all good.
It's all good, January. I mean, December
23rd. Monday night.
Is going down.
2 days away from Christmas. Get somebody a holiday present. And if you missed it the first time, you got a chance to come on in the building because tickets going on sale this morning at 12 noon.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
the baby. Now, you know, of course, we announced it yesterday, folks. Talking about who else coming? Y'all already seen everybody else. You've seen everybody else.
So here's the thing, right? Here's the thing.
A whole new concert.
You've seen everybody else.
But here's the thing. Everybody was in the baby's comments when he announced his Kirk tour. Why aren't you coming to Charlotte? Why aren't you coming to Charlotte? Why aren't you? Guess what? Here it is. Here's his Kirk tour in Charlotte. This is what it is. We about to give you the show.
Right.
So you about to get it. So, you know, like, and I saw people going, is it the same lineup? You're not bringing Megan back.
You already seen Megan. Okay. You already seen Megan.
Yeah.
And we told you now. To hold on to your ticket stub. So hopefully you listen, which a lot of folks said that they did because they had faith and they did listen. And so you can come. Now, don't try this, that you went and got a refund. And you try to use a ticket. Oh, no, you're going to get embarrassed.
No, if you went ahead and got your refund.
You got to buy another ticket.
Because now, you know, I saw somebody say that. So do we just get, like, throwaway tickets? As people get refunds, their seats are opening up.
Yeah, yeah. So, yep.
You know, once you get that refund, your seat place. Is back on the market.
It's on the market. At 12 noon, somebody can buy it. And the thing about it is, if you already got the ticket, wherever you were sitting at, you got the same seat.
Because we're right back in the same venue.
We're right back in the same venue. You got the same seat. All you got to do is show up, show your ticket. Bam! I don't care if you was on the floor, you was on the roof, you was backstage, you got the same seat.
Well, you know what else? You know what else is really dope, right? You know he was really upset because he couldn't do it.
He was
but
really
it's
upset.
Also his birthday weekend, Larry.
His birthday is the 22nd.
His birthday weekend. So yeah. it's about to be crazy.
All I can tell you is you in for a treat. He's gonna be doing some big things that whole week, man. So salute to him. The baby coming home. The re-up is going down December 23rd. Same venue, Bojangles Coliseum. Any questions you have, you can call the Madhouse or you can call Ticketmaster if we can't answer your question for you. But nine and a half times out of ten, we can answer your question for
you. But you will be, if you are a ticket holder, you will be receiving an email from Bojangles this today.
Yeah.
You'll be receiving an email from Bojangles today that's going to explain the whole process about your tickets and what's going on with that. So just be on the lookout for that email.
And I got a lot of questions about if I bought a mobile ticket. If you bought a mobile ticket, however you used it to get in, that's the same way you're going to get in again. So if you bought a mobile ticket, they usually send you an email or they send it to your phone. So just hold on to that and then bring it on in.
Yeah, just be checking your email. Check your email because it's about to go down on 23rd. Okay. Mm.
Also in the mat, I was with me this morning. He patiently waited. Y'all say what's up to comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
East side.
Good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for my side, the north side.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you was weekend?
My weekend was great. Good. It was good. Chilled out, relaxed. Caught up on some sleep that I missed on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's about it. I went skating last night. My body hurt.
That's what's up. I went and hung out.
Ice skating?
No, roller skating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my whole body hurt.
I went and hung out with Thomas Davis. He told me to tell y'all what's up.
Hey, Thomas.
TD, what up?
And he told me to tell the whole Carolinas he missed the Carolinas.
What's TD's nickname?
Pokey.
Pokey.
Yeah, Pokey.
I was about to call him Pookie, but it's Pokey.
Pokey.
Hey, Pokey.
Yeah, that's his family nickname. He definitely misses Charlotte. His home is still here, so he'll be back at the end of the season, unless they go to playoffs. So he'll be back at the end of the season.
Hey, Pokey.
Don't lie to us, Thomas. You don't miss the weather.
Nah, he really don't miss the weather. Hey, he missed that, too. He missed it all. But him and his wife, Kelly Davis, said what's up. Told me to tell y'all what's up. So
had a great
time in Duval. My first time in Duval. Oh boy, it's all I can say. Woo! Boy, listen, I went to the hood of the hood. I told him drop me off in the hood. I want to see what they got to offer in Duval. I said take me back across the bridge. Take me back across the bridge, cause boy, listen, it goes down in Duval. But shout out to Jacksonville, my man T-Roy, he showed a lot of love down there. My boy Kool-Aid, they got a DJ Kool-Aid, showed me a lot of love down there too. And it was some folks from Charlotte in the building, so shout out to them too. All right, let's get it started this morning with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, this is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says, give thanks and
to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know.
Today's inspirational power song of the morning is coming from Soul Tempo. That's right, Soul Tempo, trust in God. And coming up, we got your hip hop holiday song of the morning. I'm going to let you know what that is. Charlotte's Plug is Pod 88. Yeah, no Libby Larry, the morning madhouse today. So it's going to be right near 66, 54 degrees on your way out the house this morning in the fog. And of course, it is time for that madhouse question of the day. But before we get to that, of course, you got to listen out for that hip hop holiday song. How does that work? So you hear the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear the song, what happens next, Miss Jessica?
When you hear the song, we need you to call up 570-WPEG. And then we're going to hook you up with a gift from underneath our Power 98 Christmas tree.
I heard y'all gave away Apple Watch yesterday.
An Apple Watch. They got things like headphones, the Alexa.
Mm.
They have all kinds of AirPods, mm-hmm. and all kinds of nice stuff.
Another gift from the plug.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's... I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Hooking you up this holiday season. So, all you got to do is listen out for the song. It can play anytime during the day. Once you hear the song, be caller number 9, and bam, you win with the gift under the tree that we're giving out for the day. All right? So, today's hip-hop holiday song is B-Rock and the Biz. My mom and them. My mom and them. Who bought that there? My mom and them. Who crack out that? My mom and them.
Wait, no. No.
That was the hood version. You ain't never heard that?
No.
Okay.
I never heard that one.
Y'all ain't never heard that verse. But you know, B-Rock and the Biz, my mom and them, you hear that song, be calling number 9 and you win the gift under the tree. And it goes a little something like this. If you never heard the song, just listen out for it. It's going to sound like this. All right?
Who that at the door?
What's up, it's T-Bird.
Oh, hey, T-Bird.
Hey, what's up, Vanessa? How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, wasn't that LaVert just pulling off?
Yeah, he just dropped off some chitlins and a bunch of collard greens.
Oh, yeah? Hey, where the baby at?
He in the back opening up his presents.
Brandon, where you got all them presents from?
My mama knew.
Who bought that there?
My mama knew.
Who bought all this?
My mama knew.
All right, when you hear that song in its entirety.
Notice how he says, who bought all this? Yeah. Who bought all this?
My mama knew. We call it number 9.
Christmas song.
When you hear that song in its entirety, then you be calling number 9, and you got it, baby. You got what the gift is coming up from up under the tree.
Who bought all this?
It's time to talk about it. You know what it is. Your madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
And the question of the day is being brought to you by Cheesecake Carousel. Cheesecake lovers, if you've been waiting for a delicious, authentic New York cheesecake, you don't have to wait anymore. Get in your car, go to Cheesecake Carousel, located at Trade and Tryon, each Wednesday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Flavors like strawberry and banana pudding and more cheesecake is our world. Quality is our passion.
All right, let's talk about it. She had the internet going crazy yesterday. Let's talk about Lizzo.
Hey.
Who showed up, who gave a whole nother meaning to ass out.
And showing your ass.
She showed up to the Lakers game and with a whole booty out.
Right.
With her whole booty out. She was having the time of her life. If you want to see the video, I have it up on my Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica. And a lot of people are talking about it. We want to know, what do you think? Do you agree with Lizzo? Do you disagree with Lizzo? What do you think about Lizzo and the outfit that she showed up to the Lakers game in?
Me personally, first of all, if you know how much them seats cost that she paid to sit in, she should have showed up butt naked. But I didn't have a problem with it. You know, I think she really had fun at the game. That's who comes to the game for, to have fun. Now, the front part of her outfit was all right. Now, the back, she had a thong on. She could have been up under there. She could have been butt ass naked.
She could have.
But I didn't really have a problem with it, to be honest. I thought it was okay. And, you know, she's an entertainer. And most of the people that sit in those seats at Lakers games are entertainers. So I think they know that. And they end up kicking out the game. I thought it was a bit much, but I thought it was okay what she did.
Okay. So, Liz, I love what Lizzo does to encourage, you know, positivity and body image and things like that. I love that. I love that she is just herself. This outfit at that event, probably not. I wouldn't have done it. You know, I wouldn't have done that. And I know that people are going to say, hold on, Miss Jessica, weren't you just defending Megan Thee Stallion the other day? Well, Megan Thee Stallion was at her show. And I think that that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Megan Thee Stallion was, if Lizzo showed up in this costume, I mean, in this outfit at her show, I would have had the same thing. But she wasn't at her show. She was at this game. I think it's a bit much. Am I against Lizzo? No. No, because this is what Lizzo does. She's out here and she's promoting positive body image. Now, I will say this. A lot of people were saying things about Beyonce yesterday because Beyonce just dropped a picture and she had booty out too. I mean, they were comparing the two. But Beyonce was doing that for a photo shoot. And I feel, but here's this. If Beyonce showed up to that game, I don't think she would be getting the same reaction that Lizzo's getting.
And Beyonce showed up and twerked like Lizzo.
I don't think she would be getting the same reaction.
She wouldn't
be getting the same reaction because she's skinny. Because she's skinny.
No, she wouldn't get the same reaction because she wouldn't have twerked. That was the only thing that was wrong.
If she would have walked in there and got and twerked, she wouldn't have gotten the same negative reaction.
Yes, she would have. Had she twerked, I see it.
People would have been like, "Ooh, Beyonce."
This was all the way wrong on Lizzo's part. Number one, because you got kids at the game, and then you come in there with your outfit. Okay, cool, but drawing even more attention to the outfit is where the problem was, because she turned around to the camera when the camera was on her and started twerking. That's where the problem. Did you see Kobe when he walked by with his girls? He grabbed their hands like it was a white woman clutching her purse while a black dude was walking by, because he didn't want his kids to see that. I'm serious. What? Look at Kobe when he walked by.
Okay, Kobe, thank you.
He had his girls with him.
I agree that it was a bit much for the game.
Right, only because it was the game.
I think it's a bit much.
Only
for
because
the game.
It was a game. So, I mean, I get it. The body positivity and all that. I tweeted this yesterday. Confidence is healthy, but so is taking a dump. Everybody don't want to see it or smell it.
thank you, Barbara. All right, how do we tap in on this conversation?
Join the conversation on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
Oh! Y'all know,
man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
6:22 here in the Queen City. It's time for our Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Jasmine Sullivan, she's been away from music for about 5 years, but it looks like that hiatus is over. The singer went on social media to let fans know that she will be getting back to music next year. She says, "I just recently experienced something that has rocked my world and turned it upside down. I'm almost sure it's leading me on a path that will inspire an album. But for now, an EP is on the way." Jasmine says that the album will most likely be released in the spring. So, good news if you're a Jasmine Sullivan fan.
She threw busting the windows out of people's car.
You know, she makes an appearance on The Godfather of Harlem.
Oh, okay.
On that show.
I want to check that. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was dope, though.
Yep, it is. It is. So, shout out to Jasmine Sullivan and all of her fans. Good news for us. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Here's music from Chris Brown. It's Heat on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Don't live, learn, what about how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Chris Brown, Gunna Heat. And of course, that Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD is today. What is it today, Ms. Jessica?
We're talking about Lizzo and her outfit at the Lakers game. Now, if you want to see the video, check it out on my Instagram page, at Hey Ms. Jessica. We want to know, what do you think about it? Do you think it was appropriate, inappropriate? What you think about it? A lot of people are offering up their opinion on this one.
And I said I really didn't have a problem with it. I've seen worse basketball games and people talking about kids. Where it's kids at the game and they be cussing and doing all the other stuff. So I ain't have a problem with it. She wasn't naked.
I can appreciate Lizzo and what she does for body image and things like that. This one was a bit much for her just going out to the game. I think that was, you know, if she was in concert doing her performance, I see it then. But I'm not all up in arms like whatever.
It's wrong place.
I'm not like that.
Definitely inappropriate.
It's Lizzo, and this is what she's doing right now.
Wrong place. Do it somewhere else. Inappropriate. If you're at the club, all right, cool. Go do your club thing. But it's wrong place, wrong time.
Let us know at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your morning throwback, and of course, you already know, we got them trending topics on the way for you. Keep it locked in. We are Charlotte's Plug. It's Pod 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
All right, Trending Topic Tuesday today is being brought to you by the Herb and Felicia Gray Holiday Classic Party going down this Saturday from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Harvey B. Gantt Center. Make sure you are in there this Saturday. It's a big fundraiser for their foundation. It's always real big, and I'll be in the building too. So y'all come on out and check us out, man, this Saturday from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right, let's get right to it. Trending this morning, first off, we're going to start right here in the QC. Investigators are investigating Charlotte's latest homicide. Came out of Noda in the iconic sandwich shop. The owner was opening up the shop on yesterday and was actually shot and killed yesterday morning. Police are still investigating this morning. Oh man, just another horrific death here in the Queen City. Horrific homicide. And yeah, this one hit hard here though. Crazy. If you got any details, contact the Mecklenburg County Police Department. All right, also trending this morning, y'all missed him. Y'all can see it. It's all over his page. It's on the internet. It's on YouTube. Charlotte's own DaBaby performed live on Saturday Night Live. This performance is also going viral. Make sure y'all check it out. You check it out on YouTube, and you can check it out at power98fm.com. Salute to DaBaby, the first artist from Charlotte to perform live on Saturday Night Live. So, man, and the performance was dope. Brought up Jabberwockies was huge. And if you missed the details about our makeup concert, it's going to be December the 23rd. I hope you kept your ticket stub. And you can also buy tickets for the new concert starting this morning at noon. All right? Also trending this morning, for the first time in American history, I think Miss Jessica and Burpee told y'all about this on yesterday, the first time in American history, Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss Universe are all African American females. But also, for the first time in pageant history, one of the contestants came out as openly gay and wanted to represent the gay community. So salute to him for that, man. And she actually did well. She didn't win, but she did well. So shout out to him for standing up for what they believe in. And last but not least, trending this morning, oh boy, Walmart. Walmart is trending this morning because a sweater in Canada was in a Walmart in Canada that had, it was an ugly sweater that had Santa Claus on the front sitting at a table full of cocaine. Santa Claus front sitting at a table full of cocaine, and the capture was, "Let it snow."
All right.
You know they pulled this off the shelf. That ain't even my question, though. My question is, how did it get on the shelf, and who made it? Because I want one. Can I still get one? Can you find me one? Shark, you good at finding stuff like this. Can I get the ugly Christmas sweater with the Santa on the front with the cocaine at the table that say, "Let it snow"?
You know I was always thinking, Larry. Well, I got three of them. I'm going to sell them for like triple the price. Like, for real. Medium, large. Well, hit me in the DM. Let's talk.
Well, count me in because I want one. No, that's all that's trending this morning.
No limit, Larry.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union.
Power 98.
You know we about to put that bop in it, man. It's the baby. You saw him live on Saturday Night Live. Charlotte, stand up. It's Power 98.
I mean it like summertime. I woke up a couple meal on my
plate. Couple meal on my plate. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. The baby right there with that bop did that one on Saturday Night Live was crazy with that Charlotte Hornets jersey on. Big ups, baby. And speaking of the baby, he'll be coming home for the makeup concert December the 23rd. If you got the tickets from the first Winter Block Party, make sure you keep those. They will be honored on December 23rd date. The most asked question I got last night was, will I be in the same seat? Yes. Your same seat will be available, all right? So just keep your ticket, bring it. You will be allowed in. And yes, I also got asked the question, can I buy tickets to the new show? Yes, you can. Those go on sale today at noon. So at noon, they got a big countdown on Ticketmaster. They got the countdown for the ticket sales. So make sure you log on to power98fm.com, click the Ticketmaster link, and bam, there you go. You will be able to buy tickets for that. Y'all ready for it? December 23rd.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
And I had to rearrange some things in my schedule, but I'm good. I'm good.
I'm the same way. I did too. So, you know. But I think it's worth it.
I got asked if you got a refund, but you still got the ticket stub in your email. Is your seat still available?
No.
That seat is now open and somebody else can buy it. You got to rebuy your ticket.
Yeah, because we told you to keep your ticket stub.
We did tell you.
But, you know, to each his own. But if you have any questions about the show, you can definitely call us 570-WPEG, or you can definitely call Ticketmaster. But you can call us. If we can't answer your question, then we'll get you an answer. It's just that simple. But makeup date, December the 23rd, definitely going down. And, yes, you can buy tickets to it. They go on sale this morning at noon. All right? Meek Mill, Drake, we going bad. Shortest plug is Pot 98.
Yeah.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. On the way, we're going to let y'all shine. I told y'all if y'all got questions about the makeup concert December the 23rd to call us here at the station, we'll get it answered for you. Like this lady right here. Good morning.
I bought my tickets on the Ticketmaster app. So, you know, they just scanned it on my phone. Am I still going to be able to, like, just rescan the tickets again? Or, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the tickets for the concert.
All right. So, Ms. Jessica, you told them that they're definitely going to get an email.
Everyone will be receiving, everyone that had a ticket to the original concert on December 5th, if you had a ticket to the original concert on December 5th, you will be receiving an email with all of the details of what to do with your ticket, how to get new tickets or whatever the information is, it will be outlined in this email.
Mm-hmm.
This email will also come with an email address. So if you have additional questions after you read the email, you'll be able to email these people and get a response from this email address. That's your best option.
Mm-hmm.
I would say do not call up here because you all are not buying tickets from us. That's the thing. You all are not buying tickets from Power 98 or from Power 98's website. You go to our website and then we direct you to another website. So we're not getting the tickets here. You're not buying them directly from Power 98. We don't control that. Wait for the email, read it over, and then if you still have additional questions, email the address that comes along with that email.
A lot of times we use the mobile, like we do mobile tickets for basketball games, they actually have the barcode. So the barcode still should work. If you didn't receive a refund, the barcode should also still work at Ticketmaster. But like Ms. Jessica said, wait for the email, or you can just quite simply call them up. We're taking your questions, though. If you got it, about the makeup concert, you know what it is, going down December the 23rd. Bojangles Coliseum. It's going to be crazy. The Baby live in concert December 23rd for the makeup concert at the Bojangles Coliseum. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gaston, your rock.
Another little Larry the Morning Man out, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Hot today in the Queen City is going to be right near 66. Watch out for some fog out there this morning. It's 54 degrees, wet streets in some spots from some overnight rain, but mostly fog, a little light drizzle here and there on and off throughout the day. Today's high is going to top out right near 66. You know what time it is. We got to let y'all shine. 570-WPEG. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! Hey. While you dialing, boy, this bourbon song right here. Yeah. NLE Chopper, Block Boy, JB. Yeah. Yo got it, money bag yours. Pound out here, let's go.
I ain't going to stop.
No, let me Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. NLE Chopper, Blockboy, JB, Yo Gotti, Money Bag, Yo, Camelot, the remix. And, of course, it's time to let y'all shine. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to who?
Your daddy.
Too much. Too much.
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hey, it's Trev. I want my parents to shine because I really want everything for Christmas. And I want myself to shine to keep my grades right. I already know.
That's right, man. Keep your grades right. What school you go to, big dog?
I go to Caparis Charter School. And we got a game today. Right, I want to let all my boys shine, too, because we're going to catch the dub. All
right. That's what's up.
Okay. Shine
on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
He say that he would like to let his parents shine so that he can get all of his Christmas gifts.
That's what he said.
Okay.
But he also said he wanted to keep his grades up, too.
Yeah.
To make sure that's
right. Probably should have said shout out to your daddy, but
you should have said shout out to you.
All right. Good morning, Power 98. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I'm letting y'all shine. Power 98, baby. Because twin time comes. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be me.
Thank you, April. We look forward to seeing you.
Come on, sunshine.
Back in April. Come on back in there, April. Okay. I don't know what we got to do. Can we chip in and get April a phone? Because I'm sick of this phone. I'm sick of it.
You know what, Larry? It must be only when you're here.
Because when I ain't here, it works good.
She comes through perfectly clear when you're not here.
Yeah, well, let me go back off then. Good morning.
What up, man? This Bag Man.
What up, Bag Man?
Hey, man, I want to let my kids shine. My little boy turned 9, and as always, they riding with me in the work truck.
Yeah, in the work truck? You got them in the work truck, bro?
Yeah, man, I got to take them to school. They love riding in my wrecker.
I'm going to let you shine and take them to school in the work truck, man.
Shout out to that daddy! Get that lesson.
All right, I got a few people I need to let shine. First off, let me let this young lady shine. She is the first African-American female to sit on the city council for Gastonia. Her name is Danielle Barber. Danielle Barber, let you shine down there in the gas house.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
And I got to let all the area, the Charlotte America high school football team shine. We got 4 schools representing in the states this year. We got Weddington. We got Shelby. They going for like their 8th out of 10 right. And like 5
and
in a row.
4 in a row, yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5. I think this will be 5 in a row. We got Weddington. We got Shelby. We got Charlotte Catholic. And we got them Vance Cougars all representing in the NCAA. high school football title game this Saturday. So shout out to all them, man, going for that state title. All right, every morning, man, we on it. You got somebody you need to let shine, hit us up, 570-WPEG. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world.
No limit, Larry!
It's officially the holidays, and you're hosting football.
No, man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. I got more details about Juice WRLD and what happened prior to him suffering that fatal seizure. Cardi B is on the cover of a magazine, and so is Beyonce. Got details about both of those. And NeNe Leakes has a new beef in the housewife world. Who is her beef with now?
Burpee. Mm. Burpee was supposed to go back on tour with her. And write her some more jokes, and he ain't been on his job. She beefing with Burpee. Right.
That's a whole lot.
She beefing right. with Burpee.
Well, we know that one ain't true. She got beef with who on the show? Peter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he asked her for money.
Okay. All right. Well, find out who NeNe Leakes is beefing with. Shark just caught it.
He just caught it.
I just got old.
Let that laugh out, Shark. You're going to poot on yourself.
What's coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News and who NeNe is beefing with up next?
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
And I have a chance for you to win some tickets to the Millennium 2020 tour. That's all coming your way right after this Wale Jeremiah's on Chill on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, December 10th, being brought to you by Carowinds. Do you have the world's ugliest holiday sweater? Well, register at power98fm.com for a chance to show off your wacky, tacky, ugly sweater at Carowinds Winterfest. Is going down December 20th for a chance to win a 2020 gold pass. Check it out, power98fm.com. We are getting more details as to what happened to Juice WRLD prior to him suffering a fatal seizure. Police say that the people on the plane told them that the rapper had popped several pills prior to suffering those seizures. Also, the private jet that Juice WRLD was on was loaded down with 70 pounds of marijuana, and a bottle of codeine cough syrup was also found. Two of the security guards that were with Juice WRLD were arrested and charged with gun possession charges. Harry Dean and Christopher Long were found with metal piercing bullets, a high capacity magazine, and three guns at the time of their arrest. They will be in court later this month. Juice WRLD's cause of death has yet to be determined. An autopsy will be conducted on Monday. Cardi B continues to shine. The rapper is on the January 2020 cover of Vogue, making her the first female rapper to cover the American edition of the magazine. Joining her on the cover is her one-year-old daughter. In the interview, Cardi opens up and speaks candidly about making music, her relationship with her husband, Offset, and becoming a mother. You can check out some of the beautiful pictures on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Beyonce also takes the cover of the January 2020 issue of Elle magazine. The Queen Bee talks all things about motherhood, love, reclaiming her clothing line, and her quest for purpose. She even talks about her Emmy snub for Homecoming and admits that she doesn't really enjoy pregnancy. Beyonce says that loss is in fact a gift when talking about that Emmy snub for Homecoming. The Beyonce issue of Elle hits newsstands on December 17th. Looks like there's a new beef in the Real Housewives world, and this time it involves NeNe Leakes and Bravo host Andy Cohen. On his show, Watch What Happens Live, Andy pointed out that NeNe repeated an outfit that was worn on Real Housewives to another event. Now, NeNe didn't appreciate his comments and hopped on Instagram to say, "It's enough that we ladies come for each other. Now we have to worry about execs coming for us also. I don't appreciate that." Now, Andy did say that he didn't mean for it to come across as shade on the show, but has yet to respond to her social media posts. Word is the two are working things out in private. If you want to see that video, I also have it on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Raven Simone, Tiana Taylor, and Michael Clark Duncan. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Power 98. All right, Ms. Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Cardi B. Says she was on the cover of what magazine and who is on the cover with her? 570 WPEG. First call through correct answer. You going to the Millennium Tour 2020, March 27. You going to be in there.
Suckers call them old school. We call them classics.
98 WPEG.
All right, coming up, you already know what time it is. We got it for you, baby. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what Larry is mad about up next. Late Green, Lil Baby, the number one song in the country. Leave him alone. It's Pot 98. Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Little Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high's got to be right near 54. Today's high's actually got to be right near 66. 54 degrees on your way at the house right now. With, a little fog out there this morning if you're driving, so be careful on your drive in. And you got to hit the hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We are talking about Lizzo in her outfit of the day when she attended the Lakers game the other day. A lot of people talking about that. You want to check it out, head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. We're asking you, do you think it was appropriate for her to wear this outfit, or you know, just what are your thoughts on this outfit?
And I said I really didn't have a problem with it. You know what I mean? She, for them seats, for what she paid for them seats she was sitting in at the Lakers game, hey, I'm surprised she didn't show up butt naked. Yeah,
I can appreciate what Lizzo is trying to do. This one isn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, I got you.
And I think she might have missed the mark on this
one. Okay,
not at a family event. I agree. I disagree with her outfit and the twerking and all that.
All right.
Yeah. So, like I said, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, right now it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with some moaners.
Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Red Kettle Campaign. You see, I got my red on today, representing for the Red Kettle Campaign. You want to make a difference this holiday season, all you got to do is give to the Salvation Army. And you know they're outside of grocery stores, they're outside of Walmart. The Red Kettle Campaign, drop something in the bucket, because this campaign helps families in need in our community. Visit power98fm.com for more details. All right, today Larry is mad at the Richmond County Sheriff's Department. The Richmond County Sheriff's Department, a lot of y'all probably have seen it by now. If you haven't seen it, all you got to do is Google Richmond County Sheriff's Department makes arrest at football game, and it's going to pop up. Listen, they arrested a man at the football game where Richmond County was playing Vance High School. Vance beat the brakes off Richmond County, just to throw that in there. But a man walked up to a sheriff. His name is Steven. Steven walked up to a sheriff and asked him. He said, why? He quite simply asked him. He wasn't aggressive or anything like that. He said, why did you arrest my son? Sheriff turns around and says, I don't have to tell you nothing. The man asks the question again. The sheriff says, you know what? You turn around, put your hands behind your back. He proceeded to try to arrest the man. Now, the man did turn around. He's got it. This is all on video. The man did turn around and put his hands behind his back. He wasn't resisting arrest. They threw the man on the ground. They tased the man like 9,000 times. They kicked him in the back. And he was arrested with a slew of charges. I looked his charges up. It was about at least, I would say at least 10 charges on there. He went to court yesterday. He was released yesterday because he lowered the bond. Shout out to John Barnett, who was on top of this, who was down there in Richmond County yesterday. He was actually released on yesterday. But my thing was, he should have never been arrested. And I know y'all got copies of this video, Sheriff's Department in Richmond. I know y'all seen this video. Y'all seen this man wasn't supposed to. Man, Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles together could see that this man wasn't supposed to be arrested. And then as many times that he was tased and kicked in the back, y'all should have let that man go and dropped all the charges. Two of the charges were resisting arrest. How did he resist? When the man said, turn around, put your hands behind your back. And that is absolutely what he did. And then five other sheriffs came over there and hauled him to the ground and tased him. Come on, Richmond County. Y'all got to do better. Y'all already got your ass whooped on the field. So come on and do right by this man. Drop all the charges. Let this man go on about his business. He's already been done wrong by being arrested for a night. And then the bond was almost $100,000. Got dropped to $15,000 on yesterday and he was able to get out. This is crazy. This is crazy. Richmond County, get this right. And I know y'all listen to us down there in Richmond County. Get this right down there in Richmond County. I'm done. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Incog is up next.
Oh, Larry.
No Living Larry the Water Man. That's Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yeah, Incognito went ape in the mix, and now it's time to get Burberry Stops.
Okay, guys. A lot of people get confused at times. They don't understand us as black people. They don't understand some of the lingo. So let's go on a, I'm going to take y'all on a National Geographic tour.
Okay.
And these are Negro nature calls. That's what I call them, Larry. Negro nature calls.
Okay.
I can't say what I want to say. I'm going to put the unedited version on my Instagram.
All right.
Yeah. What's that? Larry?
Yeah.
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 That is the international sound for a real Negro roll call. That's what that is.
Okay.
When you hear somebody out in public or you hear another person just somewhere around the world, you don't even have to know who the other person is. But if you hear somebody yell out, yeah, all you're doing is saying, what's up? That's it.
Yeah. What's up, big dog?
Now, we got another Negro nature call. This is specifically for the ladies. When the ladies are out in the club and they look at each other and they go, ah! You know what that is?
I'm looking to Jessica for this one.
You're not doing it right.
How does it go,
Jessica? I can't do it correct.
It's not, ah!
Oh, how you do it?
Ah!
No, not that one. When you're in the club, you just living your best life. You're looking at your friend, you're like, ah!
What's that? It's more of like a L-A-L.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, that's the international sound for I'm drunk and living my best life. Yeah. I don't want to leave the club yet.
Okay, I got you.
You got your sounds mixed up.
Oh, my bad.
I might bust it open for some cold stone.
No, that's
see,
not
Larry,
what that is.
What sound they make, what they sound they make when they do that?
That's not a sound,
going
Larry,
too far.
Okay. Whatever.
You know what sound they make? When the homegirls be like, y'all ready to go? And then one drunk friend say, that's the sound.
I might bust it open for some cold stone.
No, girl, I got a potential.
Girl, I got a potential.
This one. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
It's another Negro nature call. Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Yo.
That sound for if you roll with me, pack up because it's time to go. We get up out
of here. I'm the N-word with the keys. Come on.
Yo-yo. Hey, y'all ready? Let's go. It's time to get up out of here.
I'm with you on that.
Last but not least. Woo-woo.
Oh. I know that one, big dog. That could mean several different things.
Woo-woo!
But look,
That is international sound for what, Larry?
But it depends on where you're at. If you're in the hood, that means boy, the boys coming. Pack up the pack it up.
Pack the things up.
But put them away. Let's go.
What the other one mean, Sark?
If you're in the club, boy, your girl walking in.
Your lady walk. Yeah, woo! Woo! Quit dancing on her. Getting away from that ball. Woo!
And those were Burberry thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Oh, man, these folks got hit his. No cap.
Yes, it is time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. It is 8:23. You know, I was telling you all about all of those magazine covers. Well, a lot of babies are coming into the world. You know, yesterday I told you all about Iggy Azalea and Playboi Carti. They're expecting Iggy Azalea is about 6 months pregnant. And then PNB Rocky was celebrating his birthday yesterday. Well, he also announced that he is expecting. Well, congratulations to Cassie and her husband, Alex Fine. They welcomed a baby girl to the world yesterday. Her name is Frankie Fine, and she weighed about 8 pounds. And then also making the announcement that they are expecting Pusha T and his wife, Virginia. They hopped on social media and said that they are expecting their first child. The baby will be here in spring of 2020. No word on a gender or an exact due date. What was 9 months previous to this time right now?
December?
March.
March.
Yeah, March, April.
What happened in March? Nothing happened in March?
St. Patrick's Day.
They was doing it.
Man, folks was just doing it in March, huh?
They were drunk.
Okay.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Well, yeah.
Drunk buns.
All these babies on the way or that are here. So congratulations to everybody.
CIAA. It was, yeah. You count, you know what I mean, the beginning of March. Yeah, about that time. CIAA.
CIAA is when regular people get pregnant.
Black History Month just ended.
Oh,
okay.
Valentine's Day, you coming off of
it
that vacation.
It was the culmination of,
all that.
Black History Month. Yeah. Well, congratulations to all these people that are expecting babies and that are having babies. A lot of them are on the way. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Who the next best thing? You the next best thing.
You know how it goes down. You know how it go down. We drop the song. You tell us you want it. You know, you want to keep it. You want to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? Straight like that. 570-WPEG. Get ready to do it. Today's song is called On the Block. It's called On the Block. Check it out right now.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
You know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Yep, let us know if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? Call us right now. 570-WPEG. It's called On the Block. Check it out.
Power98FM.com is your...
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse is the next big thing. Tuesday coming up next, we're going to find out what the city had to say, what Charlotte America had to say about today's next big thing. On the Block, Russell featuring Jay Hines. We're going to find out if we're going to keep it, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade I gave the song. Right after Lil Baby and the Baby, Baby is Pot 98.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here.
It's a piece of paper. Box my hitter. Ooh. 100-round shots my hitter. Ooh. It's going down on the block my hitter.
That's what it is. On the Block by Russell the Hustler featuring Jay Hines. Madhouse Nation, Shot at America. What y'all thought about the song? We gonna keep it, we gonna sweep it, and what letter grade?
Good morning. I wanna keep it. The song has a nice vibe, nice chill vibe, and I would give it a B.
Yes, good morning, love. I would say with that one, we gonna keep it, but I give it a B. The track is very, very nice, but the words, he can rap, but the words, I'm looking for something more like to finesse the game. You know, he talking about guns, but anyway, that's just my opinion. Love y'all.
I think it's a keep it. I feel like I had a good flow. Also, really good delivery. It also kind of told a story, you know, even though, you know, they're talking about drugs. But at the same time, you know, we all go through different things. Everybody's not the same. Also showed how, like, he made it from, you know, selling drugs to doing what he's doing now. So I give it a B. I feel like it's a keep it. I'll put it on my playlist.
That's definitely something I can throw in the home mixtape with Benny the Butcher and the Kids, the Lock. Hitting 85 North, yes sir. I get it at an A+.
You know what, man? I like it, man. I really, really like it. Like, I'm a definitely keep it, and like it just kind of give me the Rick Ross feels. I know, like in the day's age, everybody that ain't gonna be for everybody, but he sound like a album artist. Like he could really, you know, he sound like an album artist, and those type of artists tend to have more longevity to me. So I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna give it like a A minus, and yeah, it was a vibe. It was a vibe, especially going to work.
Oh yeah, I love it, man. It's you know, it give you that type of, it's a vibe, man. I love it. I get that an A plus, man. I love that.
All right, there it is. 100% keep. 100% keep by the people of Charlotte, America, Madhouse Nation, with an overall letter grade of a B plus. I ain't mad at it. Find out what Madhouse Nation thought about the song up next and how you can get your song on the next big thing.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local.
Shots, my hitter. It's going down on the block, my hitter.
Yep.
Gotta get it, can't stop.
On the block, Russell the Hustle, Hustler featuring Jay Hines. 100% keep from the people from the Madhouse Nation in Charlotte, America. And, of course, overall letter grade of a B+. Miss Jessica, what you thought about it?
I agree with Madhouse Nation. I would give this a B+. I got a nice little vibe to it. Something about the lyrics was sort of off from me. But other than that, yeah, nice little vibe to it.
Keep it?
Yeah, keep.
Yeah, I'd keep it also. I'd give it a C. It sounded like it reminded me of like a Talib Kweli type of song. I like the vibe. I like the singing on it. I like Jay Hines on it. It was dope. It was a nice concept. Nice song. Some of those words did throw me off, though. I heard one line, and I was like, sir.
Keep it.
Yeah, we keeping it, bro.
Like Friday said, I thought it was a whole vibe. It was just like one of those songs that at first it felt like an album cut, but it's one of those album cuts that you could actually push for a single. It reminds me of a song that The Game got out right now with Anderson .Paak. I definitely think it is something that you could push.
You know what it reminds me of, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a song you play in the car when you're taking a long ride. After it's you break up.
That's what we call an album cut.
Right, after you break up with your girl.
I don't know about that. But I would definitely keep it. And I would agree with the people. I would give it a B+. I thought the production was well. I thought the man lyrics. I thought the singer on the hook, Jay Hines, brought it all the way home. I like the song. I like the whole vibe of the song. So yeah. There it is. I'm not quite sure every station would pick it up, though, because that's not really the vibe of music right now.
Right.
But I don't think it's a bad song at all.
I think there is a vibe of music like that. It's just not the vibe that's being played on radio. That's why you said probably wouldn't get picked up on.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they have that whole genre out there that's real heavy. People really, really support it. Like an Anderson .Paak. But
And in the song, he was telling a story. And a lot of people like songs that tell a story. So
love it.
All right, how do you get on the next big thing?
Send us one clean, radio-ready version of your song to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com.
All right, coming up, we're playing Jessica's favorite
Yay!
Game. It's coming up right
Yay!
Now. Yeah.
Yay!
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
At the top of the hour, we playing Who's Out? Y'all know how the game goes down. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down. We drop one, and we play it. And when you hear it, what they got to do, Ms. Jessica?
You got to tell us who it is that's hoeing. And when we say hoeing, here's what we mean. It comes from this aspect, all right? The person is going to say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And it's one of our celebrity friends that's been here live in the Madhouse this year. And so you got to tell us who it is that's saying, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. That's why we say, who's ho? Who's ho? Yesterday it was Dream Doll.
Oh, that's what did it yesterday?
Yesterday we had Dream Doll.
Yeah.
And that went, they got that one fairly quick.
Talk to me nice.
Before that, we did Nick Cannon.
Right.
We did Jacquay from Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, I was here for Jacquay.
Yeah. And so, you know, y'all got to tell us.
So here it is. I'm going to drop the hoe. And when I drop the hoe, y'all got to tell me whose hoe it is.
Don't drop the hoe then.
I got to drop the hoe. That's the only way we can play the game, if I drop the hoe, Burp.
Keep the hoe up.
You ready? They might need a clue for this one, though. I think they might need a clue for this hoe.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Ooh, she can sing, though.
Hell, I need a clue for that hoe, and I was here.
I know who that hoe is. I know.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Ooh, she country too.
We should all do ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and then ask Madhouse Nation to guess.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they probably will need a hint.
if you need a hint, you can get a hint when you call in. 570-WPEG. If you know who ho that is, let us know. Right about now. Is that Chris Brown? No guidance. Hey. Right, we about to play the game, boy. Who's home? Let's see what it is. Pod 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, big dog?
What's happening?
What's happening? You know who hold that is?
That sound like Kiki.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'ma play it again for you.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
So who that hoe belong to, big dog?
That's Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer?
Yeah.
Nah, you don't know.
That ain't Kiki Ho.
You don't know your hoe.
Nah, that ain't Kiki.
No.
Pod 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, baby?
What's up?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
You know who that hoe belong to?
Sound like. Can I get a hint? Can I get a hint?
You smart.
You can get a hint. This young lady played on Tyler Perry's House of Pain, and she was also a Real Housewife of Atlanta.
Oh.
Pod 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, though?
What up?
You know, you want to play the game?
Yes, we want to play
ho,
the game.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
You want a hint, or do you know who it is?
We want a hint. We want a hint.
All right. This actress was on Tyler Perry's House of Pain. She was also one of the cast members on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, I know her. Demetria. Something like that. Demetria.
You got that part. What's her last name?
Oh, who knows her last name?
Give me her last name, baby. Give me her last name.
Harris. I don't know.
No. Give me her last. You got the first. You going to take the first name?
Demetria. Oh, God, what was
your last name?
I don't know.
You got the first name right.
Oh, God. Wait. We're
going to
find out. We're thinking. Give us a chance.
Now, y'all Googling. I know y'all Googling. It's okay.
No, we're thinking.
No, you're not. You're Googling, baby. It's okay.
This is the college education at work. We're thinking.
You still thinking. I'm going to give you 4 seconds to finish thinking.
5 seconds.
You gonna give it to her, Jessica? Are you gonna give it to her? Are you gonna give it to her?
You know what? Because it is the holiday season and I love this game and we have gone through 86 people.
86.
I'm gonna give it to you. It's Demetria McKinney.
That's what it is. You got it. Win. You barely knew your hoe today. You barely knew your hoe. She barely knew it. And I think you got tickets to the Monarch Room, baby. New Year's Eve, you going to be in the building for the Monarch Room. We're going to put you in there for the champagne toast, courtesy of West Station, baby.
Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. We have to say.
Y'all know what it is. The Madhouse question of the day goes down each and every morning. Today's question was what, Miss Jessica?
We want to talk about Lizzo in her outfit at the Lakers game. What do you think about it? Inappropriate or not? What, you just want to know, what are your thoughts about it?
Y'all was chiming in today. They was tapped
in. Listen.
A lot of folks on my page were saying she was dead wrong. Dead wrong. Dead wrong, Lizzo, for this one right here.
Man, listen, some of the comments I got, I don't know if I can read these. But a lot of people are saying it's not about her size. They're saying this wasn't the right place for that outfit, period. The outfit itself, ass aside, isn't even cute. For what and for why?
Miss Nikki 1127 says she's not wrong. She is dead wrong. B So LOP said, yep, she's definitely dead wrong. I am underscore KEL, whatever. She said, bruh, I'm about to call you because this one is very unnecessary. Somebody said, I don't need to pronounce their name, not the place nor the time, and Gad 3030 said, very unnecessary.
Okay. Jim McKeever said, as a mom of two sons that has taken them to many professional sports events since they were toddlers, I think people need to chill out. It's a teachable moment. Son, don't bring a girl home wearing stuff like this if you don't want me to embarrass her. However, I have had to explain to grown drunk men puking at NFL games, falling down in the aisles at NBA games, cursing each other out and starting fights at games, yelling profanity at players, and being showing poor sportsmanship. Lizzo can do her thing if she wants to, but if it isn't allowed, it should have been policed at the door, not by the crowd. I've seen more nakedness from Rihanna and Beyonce than I saw here from Lizzo. Lizzo just has more to see. Have you ever been to a high school event at Charlotte and watched some of the girls go in? And then somebody responded to that and said, this is the most reasonable post so far, especially by explaining what you've seen with your sons at sports events. And right. Not once did you bash Lizzo.
Right. I would, you know, like I said, I was telling y'all off the air, I said, well, some of the outfits that the Chili's come out in, are they're not exactly the same, but they're pretty damn close. Yeah, I mean, but you said, Jessica, you said it's their performance outfit. So.
Yeah, and, you know, like they're performing.
I get it. I get it. But it's still,
this one is hard. One is very, very hard. I feel like there's a little bit of fat shaming in this. There's also a little bit of people are just like, hey, look, we can't go for everything. We got to have some standards and some morals about some things. Some people are like, hey, it's free expression. You got to. You got to be able to express yourself. This one is sort of tough here.
And you know, Madhouse Nation tapped in on the voicemail 704-227-8780.
Good morning, Madhouse. I have a comment about Lizzo. My thing is this. I'm not mad at old girls for doing her. I guess the issue society has with it, or haters, or whatever you want to say, has with it is that she doesn't have a perfect frame. But at the end of the day, she is perfect because, you know what, that's the way God made her. I don't see a problem with it now. I don't think she should have wore that to the game.
Yo, 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 this is Squirrel, the one and only from the folk. Ask the baby. Nah, but no limit, Larry, man. It's a time, it's a place for everything, and the game is a basketball event. You know, the family, the kids can't mix the club scene in the NBA. That just ain't a good look. No limit. You know this.
I think Lizzo shouldn't have wore all that stuff. And even if she was going through that, she knows she's too fat to be wearing all that. And it's a family event. Kids there, little kids there. I don't think she needs to be wearing all that. And she needs to lose some weight.
See? Fat shaming. Exactly. Fat shaming right there.
And those people are just dumb. Like, my thing is, the people talking about her body and how her body looks, okay, shut up. You just sound stupid. It's not an appropriate place for that outfit. As an adult, I don't have a problem with what Lizzo did. I just don't want my kids to see it.
So what do you say when they look at the Chili's and some of the outfits that they have on that are very provocative?
My daughter is a Chili's. Right. She does stuff like that. She's performing. Lizzo was there to spectate at a family event.
I can take it. All right.
So that's the only problem I got with it. I don't care that about the outfit.
Tap in every morning on the Madhouse Question of the Day.
I knock Lizzo down. I don't care nothing about a B&B.
Thank you for your extra commentary. At 6:05 and then chime in at 9 o'clock.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.